right, a little crossover. Dishes into the left corner. Daniels for three. Got it! Napier fakes the three, fires the three, and he hits Shabazz Napier's first bucket with 3:50 to go in the first half. Florida down by 10. Long inbound to Giffey, leaking to the other end. Two-handed stuff for Niels Giffey, who hangs on the rim for a little bit of accentuation. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second, and that is it. UConn is back in the national championship game for the first time since 2011. The Huskies take out the number one overall seed. Florida goes down 63-53. The winners and the winning streak end for the Gators at 30, and UConn will play for the national title on Monday night.
63-53, UConn takes down Florida. For UConn, leading scorer Daniels had 20. Shabazz Napier with 12. Ryan Boatwright with 13. Niles Giffey had 11 for UConn and for Florida. Leading scorer Patrick Young with 19. Casey Prather with 15. But the guy that makes it all work, Scotty Wilbekin, 2 out of 9 from the field, 0 for 3 from the 3-point line, 3 turnovers, only 4 points.
Yeah.
Florida 19 out of 49 from the field, 38%. UConn was 24 out of 43 for 55%. 10 out of 13 from the line, though, 76%. 5 out of 12 from the 3-point line at 41%.
If
so
UConn
they shot a lot better.
If UConn shoots 55% against Kentucky tonight, they win the game. I mean, I think it's safe to say if they shoot 55% against Kentucky tonight, ball game.
They were taking good shots. They were making shots. It came down to them being able to bother the guards, no doubt about it. And we have, oh, by the way, congratulations, game ball this weekend. Ryan Brown.
Yeah,
got married. Tavern Sports Grill. Congratulations to him and his now lovely bride, Stephanie.
Maybe he's got some of that wedding food left over and he can bring it up here.
Some wedding cake? Is that what you want?
I don't care. I just need something.
It was a great time.
Been up since 3 this morning.
I've never seen this before at a wedding.
Yeah.
They had, it was at PV, and they had a section where it was just scotch and cigars.
What?
And there was there was a menu, and there was...
Were they free?
They were free. Everything was free.
Really?
They had probably, I'm going to say, 25 different scotch. It was a menu.
Yeah.
And it was everything from the top of the line all the way down to...
Well, you got
to
try them all.
You got to try them all.
Well, first off, my question is, if you're going to have the very best of the very worst, and it's all free...
Yeah.
Well, let's just cut out the middleman and just go straight to the top.
Well, I don't know. There's a lot of people, for instance, I'm not going to say the worst, but Johnny Walker.
Yeah.
Johnny Walker Black.
I like Johnny Walker.
There you go. See, you like Johnny Walker. That's
like
the kind of thing that you're familiar with.
Yeah.
And then they had these...
Things you never heard of.
Never heard of. Never even think of.
Okay, well then why don't you do everybody's favorite Johnny Walker and then put... But then take all the crap out. Like all the ones that aren't... That are at the bottom.
Well, the Johnny Walker in terms of price is what I'm saying
was the
lowest price.
Okay, I got you.
And then it went all the way up.
I thought you said you didn't have to pay for it.
Well, you didn't, but...
Oh, he had to. Yeah.
He had to.
Okay.
He had to.
Yeah.
And then there were cigars. There was a guy there that would help you pair up your cigar with it. It's fantastic.
Really?
I've never seen
Where is he from? Maduro?
He wasn't from Maduro, although I asked him about 100 questions about all the cigars there, and he didn't really have all the information I needed, which is fine.
Cool.
But big shout out. Weddings are great. Yeah. Love weddings.
Depends on who it is.
Who's next, guys?
Ryan's down. Man down. it's definitely Hawks.
No, it's Basil.
You think Basil? Basil's already been married. I think he's been down that road.
But he
doesn't want to go back down
Basil's
that road.
Basil's more seasoned. That's the thing. He's been with his girl longer.
Uh huh.
It's about that time. She's about to build a house.
Well, maybe that's what he's waiting for. He's gonna move in with her.
Yeah.
Moving in together is the first big step. So,
Matty T, you never know. You could be next, my friend.
Matty T could be next.
Accidents happen.
Yeah, that's the part of the reason why you're gonna get married.
Oh.
Because of accidents, shotgun. All right, back to,
hey, real quick, game ball, I got one for you.
Okay.
From this weekend. How about Lexi Thompson? The 19-year-old chick that won a major.
19-year-old chick. I mean, she just won a golf tournament, and you describe her as that 19-year-old chick.
Yeah.
Could you get a little respect, please?
The 19-year-old chick, because she's still a teenager, and she just won a major. That's awesome.
Yeah, what did you do at 19?
Bro.
Huh?
At 19.
You were picking your nose still at 19.
19, I'm still trying to figure out what the birds and the bees are. Yeah.
He's making out with his arm in the shower.
Yes.
No, the mirror.
Oh, the mirror. Is that what it was?
No, it was the glass shower door. Because it made the imprint.
That makes sense.
He still carries a picture around of the mirror in his pocket, by the way. It was like his first experience. It was great.
They haven't set a date yet, though.
No,
we haven't.
Does Allison know about the mirror?
I don't know.
No? Okay, that's fine. All right, so
Thompson,
you get a game ball
to her. Thompson won 14 under. She beat out Michelle Wee, who was at 11 under. I'm not much.
Finally.
Finally. I'm not much on women's golf. I don't watch women's golf. But when you hear a story like this, a 19-year-old that came through and won a major, that's awesome.
It just gives you the woman fuzzies all over.
I don't care what sport it is. I mean, it could be
tennis,
soccer.
We saw last year Jordan Spieth, the 19-year-old Dallas kid, won on the PGA Tour.
Yeah.
The lad. I could watch women's golf. One of the few women's sports I could watch all day long.
It makes the traditional winner's leap into Poppy's Pond a little more interesting when it's a 19-year-old Lexi Thompson.
I'm very impressed that you know about Poppy's Pond.
Is that Stacey Lewis took a plunge in there as well? Arkansas Razorback. Okay, back to, because I want to get
to this. Sorry, I didn't mean to get.
No, I like it. I like it. I want to get back to Kevin Ollie, and we'll talk about tonight's game later on in the show, but I do want to talk about the UConn-Florida game and, of course, the Kentucky-Wisconsin game, which I love still love Wisconsin, their team. They passed so well. Defensively, I thought that they would have done a better job in keeping the Harrisons out of the lane, but apparently nobody can up until this point. We'll see if UConn can. But here's Kevin Ollie talking about his players' performances and, of course, DeAndre Daniels, who had the game of his life.
Everybody was at a level 5, and that was the most important thing. Whoever I put in the game was positive, and they was productive. So we want to be positive, then we want to be productive when we out on the court. And everybody had 10 toes in. We get down, we keep fighting, and we keep believing in each other. DeAndre was huge for us. He stepped up and rebounded. It's all about touches with him. When he plays with energy like this, he's unstoppable.
He was unstoppable. He's a tough matchup.
Yeah.
Clearly for Florida, he was a tough matchup. Here's Billy Donovan. He had obviously taken this team to one of the great runs a team has had in a season. It was the best run.
Thought they were going to win it.
It was the best run the SEC team has had.
Yeah.
Undefeated, first time, 18-0 in conference play. That is, don't need to tell you, extremely remarkable. Mm-hmm. And getting to a Final Four, this is a team that had went to 3 straight Elite Eights.
Yeah.
It's a veteran team. Talking about Florida.
Okay.
Went to 3 Elite Eights, thought this would be the year that they'd be able to lock down that national championship and give Billy D his third, but made it to the Final Four, certainly. And Billy D has got certainly a long time to get his third, his fourth, his fifth, which he may go down in history as being the best of all time.
Let me ask you this. When you're sitting there watching that game and you see John Pelfrey sitting on the bench just smiling, you know, coaching his guy, does that hurt just a little bit?
It makes me think that he is right now where he should be and where he needs to be.
I mean, I don't know. I see that and I'm thinking, okay, yeah, good for you. You got back on a team and you're in the national. But how much of that did he actually do to get them to the national championship? Because my thing is like, yeah, you can help shoot, you know, help guys learn how to shoot a little bit. But you're not really doing much.
One thing that those assistant coaches do, and especially John Pelfrey, because he's been with Billy Donovan for so long, is – as a head coach, to be able to run things by your assistants, and whether it is that they confirm what you thought so you feel better about making the decision, or that they make these suggestions, that's so crucial for those coaches to have somebody around them that are loyal and that you can actually trust what their feedback is going to be.
Yeah.
Who knows what's going to happen with Coach Pelfrey? There's been a few openings, as we've seen. South Florida was open.
Yeah.
He obviously didn't get the job.
But if you're Pelfrey, man, you're making, what are you making? Probably $300,000?
At least. I'd think he'd be making probably at least $350,000.
You're headed. You went. Just got to the Final Four. Possibly could have gone to the national championship. I mean, you're kind of set, man. You're in Florida.
Mm.
You're loving life. I mean, that's my thing is, why go and pursue something else when you're kind of set right now? You got your best friend as your head coach.
There's no question he probably has that sense where he wants to prove to people and show people that he can win at a high level as a head coach. It's about getting in the right position, though. You got to get that right opportunity to go for the right program, the right organization, who you're working for. 501-433-1037 if you got some game balls. Jock straps.
What's this song?
Stone Temple Pilots.
Stone Temple.
Plush.
I like this.
Big time, buddy. Big time.
Big fan.
I got a great... Matt, how long is the SNL clip of the white guys in the NCAA tournament?
Oh, let me see here.
It's probably a couple minutes.
It's not that long, actually. Here we go. It is... 1:30
Maybe we'll play that after this break. SNL did a clip of white guys in the NCAA tournament.
Really?
Fantastic.
Great visual, but it's still going to work on the radio.
Oh, it's going to be great. Just imagine what the white guys in the NCAA tournament have to celebrate. You can probably imagine.
Yes.
Take this break after we'll hear a little bit more from Billy Donovan, or we'll hear from Billy D. Coach Calipari as well. 501-433-1037 Coming up, SNL clip. White guys in NCAA tournament. How did they shine? How did they fare? Big time, I'll tell you that. It's The Zone, Buzz Radio Network.